Hey, Riley. Welcome to Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
All right. This is our show. We're back for episode 3. The year is 1998. Playing all the hits from 1998. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I was looking at my list, because I make a list for the show. I don't just play songs at random. We do think about it a little bit. I've seen fully half of these bands.
I've seen none of these bands.
I think you're right.
Me too.
All right. Well, that first song we kicked it off with was "The Kids Aren't All Right" by
The Offspring.
The Offspring. That's right. I've seen them.
Me too.
Saw them in, gosh, maybe 98, maybe 99.
I saw them in 99 too.
I don't think that's. I don't think that's what happened.
You weren't there.
I was there, in fact. You know, Dexter Holland has a PhD in microbiology?
Why does he have a PhD in microbiology? What's that about?
I don't know. He was in grad school, and then his band kind of took off. So he's like, well, maybe I'll stop for a little while, but I still want to go back to school.
Maybe I'll stop forever.
Nope. Just stuck it out. Got his PhD. He's a licensed pilot. He can fly around.
I don't want him flying my plane.
Well, I mean, that's probably fine. We got some,
Look in the cockpit and see Dexter. Hey.
That'd be great. Didn't I see you on tour? 1998. Alright, so we got some of the hard stuff coming up first. We got some Godsmack. We got some System. But first, Riley's very favorite band.
No.
Mr. Rob Zombie.
Who is this irresistible creature? creature who has an insatiable love for the dead.
Made winding through my head.
Do that again.
that was Keep Away by Godsmack. Before that, we had Spiders, System of a Down, and starting it off, we had Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie. I've seen two of those bands. Saw Godsmack, and I also saw System way back in the day. What do you think of that?
It's pretty cool.
Yep. That's right. Your dear old dad's pretty cool.
Okay, am I Augie Doggy then?
How do you even know who Augie Doggy is?
I don't know.
And, oh man. No, I'm Augie Doggy. I'm the dad.
But I don't know what Augie's dad is named.
I think Augie Doggy is the older one.
No, Augie Doggy's the kid.
You think so?
Yeah, that's...
You know, we'll have to look it up. Anywho, speaking of dads, you know Rob Zombie's parents worked at a carnival.
His name is Doggy Daddy.
Yeah, see? There you go. The internet. Anyway, Rob Zombie's parents worked at a carnival. I thought that was an interesting fun fact.
Hmm. I mean, you can kind of tell.
It's true. I took some notes. Usually I take notes. Well, not usually. This is our third show. And I've started taking notes to bring into the show so we can have something to talk about. But there wasn't a lot of news in 1998. The only thing I found was that, you know, Bill Clinton was impeached because of the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. That was a thing.
Hmm.
Anyway, here's the Cardigans.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. time I start to believe something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain.
Faith in nothing. I wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Right. pride. I would trope on the rhymes, but the laughter of women hit the inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion.
Okay, that was a little recap. That was Inside Out by Eve Six. Before that, we heard Freak on a Leash by Korn. And we started off with My Favorite Game by The Cardigans. I don't know if you knew that song, but I knew that song.
I know that song. I've seen The Cardigans.
You have to brag about it.
I believe I do, especially this year, because I saw a lot of these bands. Anywho, this is Xenia Yearbook. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to the music in a couple minutes.
Larry Krecker here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Country music. At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Director of Public Relations, Aura 290,
is available only at the Institute of
There's no
other. They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the
one could see the road that they walk on.
That was The Way by Fastball.
No way.
You never heard that song before?
No way.
I find that hard to believe. That song's really popular. At least it was then. And even kind of now. You know what it's about?
No.
I'll tell you what. They wrote this song after they heard a story on the news about this elderly couple who were headed toward a festival. And they just kind of ended up in a ravine 350 miles away from their house in another state, dead in their car.
Now, how on earth did that happen?
Nobody knows. They just kind of disappeared.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway, that's Fastball, The Way. This is Daniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
That's Riley.
I'm Kyle's second wife. Don't tell Jen.
That sounds weird. Don't be weird on the show. Anyway,
we'll cut this out.
The year is 1998. We're going over some of the big hits. Now's the time in the show where we play one too many songs off of a specific album. This year's album, or this show's album, version 2.0 by Garbage. You know Garbage?
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to start off with a little bit of I Think I'm Paranoid.
I'm paranoid and complicated.
was Push It by Garbage. Before that, we had Special by Garbage. And before that, I Think I'm Paranoid by Garbage. For those of you just joining us, this is a Zennial Yearbook. This isn't the All Garbage channel. But
we do play a bunch of garbage.
We do. We just played, we dove a little bit deep into the Garbage Version 2.0 album from 1998. Like we do with everything from 1998. That really was, like, from 92 to, like, 98 was the golden age of alternative rock music. And I'm sorry you missed it.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know what you get now. But it ain't that. But I'll tell you what. I got a story to tell you. The year is almost certainly 1998. I'm in the Navy.
You were in the Navy?
This is a true story. I'm in the Navy. And I'm in the bathroom. You don't have to imagine that. And it's probably 10 or so in the morning. They're cleaning one of the birthings. I'm in supply birthing.
What's a birthing?
Oh my gosh. Well, not to get distracted. A birthing is a big room with a bunch of bunks where people sleep.
Okay, I thought it was like people giving birth there.
No, it's where everybody sleeps. It's like a big camp lodge. But it's
okay,
on a ship.
Okay, I get it.
Anywho, they're cleaning the birthing, and I hear, while I'm in the bathroom, a song that I've heard. They announced it. Because, it's MTV. They had MTV on the TV. And they're like, this is a brand new song. And it sounds like this. Wait.
Is that it?
No, it doesn't sound like that. Let me hit the right button. And it sounds like this.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified.
Oh, you thought you got to hear the song?
You know that song?
No.
Well, you do. It's Torn. It's Torn by Nelly Imbruglia. It's very famous. But the thing is, I had already heard this song before. It wasn't new to me.
Because you're an old man.
No, it's because it's not her song.
3 years till you're 50.
It's a song called Torn by another band called Edna Swamp.
Edna Swamp?
Edna Swamp. So we saw this band in probably the year before, 1997, they opened for, I believe, Sixpence None the Richer.
Now, what kind of name is that?
Do you know them?
No.
They were one of those bands that you'd hear on the Delilah show, not this show.
Oh.
Although maybe this show.
Hi, Delilah.
Anywho, my roommate at the time bought this Edna Swab album.
Wasn't everyone your roommate at the time?
No. But he bought this Edna Swab album, and he played it a bunch. So I was already primed to hear this song. And so it was weird because I already knew that song. So what we're going to do today is we're going to break format. We are going to play a song from 1997. We're going to play the Edna Swamp version of Torn because I think they deserve it. I think this song is better than the Nelly Imbruglia song because that is just so gosh darn upbeat. And this song by Edna Swamp, it ain't. So, here we go. We're gonna break format.
Okay.
This is Edna Swamp. Torn.
Fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the throne. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you nothing to fall. Oh, thanks. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are.
WTBR FM Pittsfield. This is Zennial Yearbook. We're back. That was the Goo Goo Dolls with Slide. Before that, we had Edna Swap.
Before that, we were talking again.
It's true. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to the music.
Yep.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pass it on.
Today my bank made a big mistake, but I forgave them. My server spilled water on me, but I forgave him. My toddler drew lipstick on the wall. Was I ever mad? It got me thinking, I can forgive my bank and my server, but I'm upset with my own kid? I mean, what's most important here? So tonight, the two of us are doing lipstick art. On paper. Forgiveness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Hola, hola. I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino, welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Community Health Programs.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Vessel send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, alrighty, let's play some tunes.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. Here and to fade away again.
She drinks champagne dreams, strawberries of her eyes, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream, fills up her life with lies, reality escapes her.
To fart away.
Yes. No, he's not. That was Fuel. Shimmer. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
Riley.
That's Riley. We're making fart jokes because we're apparently still in middle school on WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Zennial Yearbook is where we play the songs that the Zennials love, the alt rock songs.
Not all of us are just Zennials,
right? From the 90s and beyond, but not too far beyond. I think we draw a line around 2004. Anyway, I saw that band too, Fuel.
I don't show my band.
I've seen a lot of bands. All right. Yeah, keeping the music going. We've got Sacramento's greatest band. And before that, we'll have some Brian Setzer Orchestra. Because there was a big swing phase in the 90s. I don't know if I told you that.
You did. You walked into my room at like 10 p.m. a couple nights ago.
And I said they had a huge swing phase in the
90s. You were talking about something like that.
That's true. Anyway, here's a Big Wreck on Zimeo Yearbook.
We'll be right back. Arms around me, I need to feel your touch. Fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you,
baby,
baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me we're always on
Cake with Never There, Sacramento's greatest band.
That wasn't Cake, that was Everlast.
No, it was not Everlast.
I'm looking at the schedule.
You're reading ahead. That was Cake.
We just listened to Jump Jive and Drunk Driving.
Jump Jive and Whale.
Oh, yeah, I'm wrong.
Was before that.
Whatever.
And before that, you don't tell people what they're going to listen to next. Before that, we had The Oaf by Big Wreck. Riley, you've never heard any of those songs before?
Nope.
Well, you're missing out.
Not once.
Jump, driving, and wailing. It was a whole thing. 5, 8. Yeah, let's get right to it. We're gonna do some Everlast, and then a little bit of the Marvelous Three Everlast.
And then we're gonna wrap it up.
Then we'll probably wrap it up. Let's see how we do this.
And we're back.
And we're back. That's Everlast with What It's Like. Man, this year, such a good year. I had to make so many cuts.
I only picked one song. That's fun.
You picked, I think you picked 5 songs. Totally. Totally on your own. Anywho, we had to make a lot of cuts. We only have an hour and a half. I can't fit in everything. So, this is it. This is Zennial Yearbook, 1998.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle. That's Riley.
I don't think so.
We'll be back next week with another, I don't know, another year somewhere between 1989 and 2004.
We already did 2004. Can we have one more year? Can we have 2006, please?
No.
We can do a deep dive into the Black Parade.
We will not be
cut
playing.
Cut this part. We're just talking.
No, we don't. We don't have to cut this part.
No, they're either going to cut it anyway.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Got it.
Yep, we'll see you next week. This is Freak of the Week by The Marvelous Three. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
I spend a lot on all the clothes that I got, 'cause all the geeks that I meet, they all look cooler than me. But what to do when they're all looking at you, 'cause you're the Freak of the Week. 'Cause you're on the TV.
That I got, 'cause all the geeks that I meet, they